Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution, code-breaking news, culture, matic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Holy cow. Reality is stranger than fiction. World Economic Forum. Is it time to put laser eyes on Klaus Schwab? Let us know down in the comments. But a World Economic Forum did a total 180, and they came out with, you know, one of their propaganda videos or meme videos and basically said, hey, you know, you could actually use Bitcoin mining. You could actually use, you know, flared gas, and you could turn that into Bitcoin, and it uses that energy, and normally that flared gas would go out into the atmosphere. So it's a total 180. I remember like 5 years ago where they were saying the complete exact opposite. So that's the good news. In other news, Michael Saylor tweeted, and this is what we're going to talk about today, Argentina needs Bitcoin. Well, yeah, Argentina needs Bitcoin, 104% inflation, but it's not that simple. We're going to get into the IMF, and we're going to talk about the IMF. I went a little bit ham this over the weekend tweeting out about the IMF because it really, really upset me. You know, one of the things, one of their statements, or one of the mission statements in the IMF website says prosperity for all. I don't believe that's like sincere. I don't believe at this point you can't make in good faith, you can't make an argument that the IMF is a net benefit for humanity. Can't make that statement, right? Literally the opposite of what they recommended was the right move. And we're going to highlight that today. And I'm also shout out to Alex Gladstein because he's really been at the vanguard of this. And he's written amazing articles and he just recently released a book on Amazon. Highly recommend you guys get it. Basically highlighting the scam that is the IMF. And these people have the audacity to tell a sovereign country not to seek an alternative. Who are these people? Anyways, before we start the show, I want to bring up a very special guest and a coworker of mine, Rowdy from Swan Media. How you doing, buddy?
What up? How's it going?
This guy is the genius, the writer behind the Hard Money episodes, which are absolutely popping off, bro. So it's truly an honor to have you on the show today. And of course, my legendary co-host, always optimistic. He did not send me a selfie this morning with a smile. And I was first to text him. I said, you're fired with a period.
Well, hey, apparently there's a running theme of firing talking heads right now. So, you know, hey.
I was saving the Tucker for tomorrow's monologue, but breaking news.
We'll talk tomorrow.
No. We'll skirt a bit. Tucker Carlson, for anyone who doesn't know, was just, okay, didn't say it was fired, but he stepped down from Fox News. For anyone who doesn't know, he has been the only legacy media talking head that has publicly supported Bitcoin. He's had Nayib Bukele, Michael Saylor, Marty Bent on his show. I think he's had Nayib Bukele and Max Kaiser recently. And it's just interesting that the people that publicly support Bitcoin are also the people that, you know, somehow they end up in the corporate media's crosshairs. It's just all coincidences, I guess. Anyways, guys, let's not delay it anymore. Let's jump into the numbers. Let's start the show. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. Guys, I also want to tell you about Bitcoin 2023. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference on the face of the earth. Miami Beach, Florida, May 18th through the 20th, 2023. And of course, we got your back. You could use promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a 10% discount to the biggest Bitcoin conference on earth, Bitcoin 2023. Let's go through some of the speaker list, shall we? We have Michael Lewis. He's the author of The Big Short, Money Mall, both of which have been turned into pretty successful movies. You have Michael Saylor, Arthur Hayes, Casey, the creator of Ordinals,
Alex Gladstein, Adam Back, Jack Maulers. Interesting, you have a member of governor of government of Indonesia. Indonesia has 237 million people. And what I find interesting about this is that they put him in the very front, in the very top. And of course, you have Lynn Alden and the Bitcoin Senator, Cynthia Lummis. You definitely don't want to miss the Bitcoin conference. I'm really excited to hear about the Indonesia announcement specifically. I mean, maybe I get my hopes up on that. But anyways, you can take advantage of promo code SIMPLY to get yourself a big discount. Bitcoin 2023, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 27,330 sats per dollar, 3,659 block height, 786,838 reachable Bitcoin. Bitcoin node 17,096 blocks to halving, 53,162 halving estimate April 21st, 2024. Less than a year away. Holy cow. Total lightning capacity 5,375 Bitcoin capacity value $146 million US dollars. Realized monetary inflation. My favorite stat out of this whole thing, because it just highlights the failure of fiat currencies. And we're going to talk about Argentina today. So that 1.76% number, it's going to go down forever, forever, Laura. Anyways, the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $529 billion with the B. Today, during the news, during the numbers segment, we're going to talk about the World Economic Forum, our friends at the World Economic Forum. You know, the same people that tell you, you own nothing, be happy, eat bugs, shut up, you know, you dirty peasant, you know, don't pay, just shut up, eat your bugs, you know, 15-minute city, all of that stuff. And you guys remember this tweet, you know, it made quite a ruckus when it went live in 2017. And it's funny because this is like when Bitcoin was peaking. At the time, it was like 20K was the top or something. It was like 19 or 20K. And they tweeted this out. It says, in 2020, Bitcoin will consume more power than the world does today. Well, it looks like they did like a whole 180 because they just released this video over the weekend. Let's check it out and we'll talk about it.
One of the key problems we're focused on emission reduction is called flaring. Flaring happens either in the oil field or in landfills, where you have this waste stream of gas that's associated with oil production, or you know, happens from decomposition of landfill. Crusoe does is we actually build, operate, and manage these mobile and modular data centers that we co-locate on location with these waste sources of energy. And then we use those waste methane streams to power these mobile modular data centers. And so by doing that, not only do we create a massive emission reduction from this previously wasted source of energy, but we can also produce ultra low cost computing infrastructure by harnessing this otherwise stranded form of energy.
Okay, I can't deal with the fucking music. Holy shit. Who picked that music, bro? I was like, ding, ding, ding. Anyways, holy cow. Holy cow. What was that 180? Crusoe, by the way, Crusoe, they also acquired Great American Mining. So they're definitely a major player in the flared gas and turning that into Bitcoin. They're a major player in the U.S. And if my memory serves me correctly, they're also the company that ConocoPhillips used to mine Bitcoin as well, right? I just find it very interesting, right? This is a complete 180 from the narrative that the World Economic Forum was, you know, saying for the last couple of years now, right? Complete, you know, turn, complete change of narrative, right? So I find that fascinating. I really do. And then I tweeted this out this morning, right? You know, if you can't beat them, join them. Is this one of those things? I don't know. Is it time to put laser eyes on Klaus Schwab? I don't know. Let us know. I still don't trust them. There's something about it. I like steak, Klaus. I like steak. Anyways, Roddy, what's your take on this? And then we'll move on to Opti.
Well, does your distrust of Klaus Schwab have anything to do with that black spacesuit he wears from the future or whatever? I mean,
he looks like a demon.
Yeah. So I mean the gas flaring stuff. So I come from Texas, and you know, the fact that you can take these containers out to previously stranded sources of energy is amazing, and not only you know, getting the gas to a pipeline, but even if you were to generate electricity, you know, you still need high voltage power lines to get those to population centers. So it's really a great thing, you know, that they're able to do that. Aside from that, you know, in the first world, in America, we're sort of concerned with balancing the grid and having a buyer of last resort for some of this energy. But in other parts of the world, it is actually Bitcoin and Bitcoin mining is kind of augmenting and incentivizing growth of grids. So like in Africa, you have microgrids. In America, we have three main grids, ERCOT being one, the sort of in Texas independent one. But, you know, it incentivizes people to actually go into these remote villages and provide infrastructure and provide the infrastructure for them to have electricity at a very low cost. So, you know, for more on that, you can see our Hard Money Africa package. But yeah, we think a lot about energy and the nexus between that and money. So,
yeah, 100%. And like Bitcoin and energy are like one in one, right? It's money tied to energy via proof of work. It's anchored to reality. And I think that's what makes Bitcoin unique. And all of a sudden, the Africa thing is very interesting, Rowdy, because, you know, all of a sudden these isolated energy pockets that would normally have no value because they're way too far from a city center or whatever, Bitcoin miners could go there. Right. And all of a sudden that gives that energy value, which brings prosperity to otherwise isolated or poverty stricken areas in Africa. Right. Which is, in my opinion, again, Bitcoin is hope. It's another example of Bitcoin is hope. And I think Jack Dorsey is very bullish on that, which is why I think he invested in a startup in Africa that was doing just that.
100%. And not only that, but like for all the, you know, environmental fudsters, largely all of that is renewables, you know, and hydro specifically. You know, you have a lot of like small scale rivers and streams that you could run a small operation on, and people are starting to now, but you know, the big energy companies aren't going to go in there and look at a small stream and see the benefit to them. And so they're not going to build a project. But you know, if you have these companies now that are mining Bitcoin and they can go in and they can build a hydro dam, all of a sudden you're providing jobs for the local economy, you're providing electricity for the people who live there. And it's all on renewables. So win-win-win.
Exactly. Bitcoin stays winning. Opti, what's your take on this, brother?
Well, first and foremost, I'm going to echo basically what everyone was saying in the chat. You know, first and foremost, my tinfoil hat radar is triggering now. It's like, I don't know how I feel now that the World Economic Forum is indirectly endorsing Bitcoin mining now. I was hoping that they would push this out and fight us more. You know, it seems one of those like... I forget the metaphor, but like once you're touched by their fingers, it's like, oh, now we're all dirty because of their association with us. But I don't know if we played the whole video, but I really liked in that video, if you guys should definitely go watch the whole thing, they never once said Bitcoin mining. They just said like data centers. You know, we're just cleaning up the environment with data centers. And I think that's, again, one of the things that Nico always points out, the omission of saying the B word, I think is one of the biggest tells here. They obviously don't want to endorse Bitcoin mining, but we have the facts on our side. It is factually proven that Bitcoin mining will improve planet Earth, that it does help the energy grids. And as much mental gymnastics as they want to do, like the facts are the facts. And we know that this is true. We know that Bitcoin miners are actually helping the planet more than any environmentalist out there, more than any environmentalist FUD can try to, I was going to say greenwash, but that's probably not the right word here. But yeah, I mean, hey, it is a huge 180, and now they are endorsing Bitcoin. But I really like, Nico, did you see the remix that Walker from Crypto Couple made? He did a remix of that video, and all he really did was like put the Bitcoin logo on the bottom. And then every time they said like data centers, it's just like Bitcoin. Like Bitcoin fixes this, Bitcoin fixes this. And it's just like, it's the perfect little addition to it. Because again, the omission of them actually saying Bitcoin, I think, is one of the biggest tells there. I know they're trying to make it palatable for the normie out there and calling it data centers, which I mean, I think that,
I don't think it's palatable. I just think like, just as, you know, whether it's the Future of Money report that was released by the US Treasury, basically omitting that Bitcoin could be seen as the future of money in the eyes of the US government, that's not the case. And then what they do, though, is that they omit inflation in all of those reports. And I think that they omit inflation because I don't think that they have a good argument against it. Right. We always say on the show, like, if we get the masses asking a very simple question, you know, why are we being forced to use the money that steals from us? I think that puts them in a very, very hard spot. Like, I don't know how they could defend that. But anyways, everybody, let's get to the news. Let's talk about Argentina. A lot of things are going down over there. So let's get to the news section. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gap Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, guys, I also want to tell you about our new sponsor, the Orange Pill app, Stack Friends Who Stack Sats. If you're moving to a new city, or perhaps you are in your city and you just don't know any Bitcoiners locally, the Orange Pill app is for you. You download it and it will show you all the Bitcoiners that are, you know, in your area. There's very predominant Bitcoiners on there as well. You have Natalie Burnell, you have BTC Sessions, you have Knut Svanholm, you have Saifedean. You can message any of these people, start up a conversation with them. Are you going to Miami? I'm sure your day will be full of amazing speakers and talks, but what are you doing at night? There's nothing worse than being in a city full of Bitcoiners, but you're in your hotel room watching TV. Hop on the Orange Pill app events page and find all the Bitcoin events on the fly. You can also create a Bitcoin event as well. If you haven't already done so, check out the Orange Pill app today. It is freaking awesome. All right, let's talk about Argentina. So Bloomberg article headline, Argentina inflation accelerates more than expected to 104%. When we talk about the U.S. government printing and basically having this privilege of being able to print because it has the world reserve currency status, right? Without the world reserve currency status, the U.S. government would not be able to print the way it does. And it can't survive without printing. Currently, there's a trillion dollar deficit spend every single year, meaning the U.S. government spends $1 trillion more than it collects in taxes. And the way that they get away with that is because they have access to a money printer. Other countries wish they had the same thing. Unfortunately, no country really holds Argentine pesos. Why would they, right? So what happens when the government prints a ridiculous amount of money? You have crazy, crazy inflation. And that is the case for most of the global South, I might add. They don't have the privilege that us in the developed world have, right? Where governments can get a little crazy with the money printer and the consequences of that are not too crazy. I love the way that Jeff Booth puts it, right? Where the inflation rate isn't too high, where people don't really notice that they're being stolen from, right? The mass majority of people. So let's get into some of the details. So inflation jumped in Argentina more than expected as seasonal factors collided with the impact of historic drought and government overspending to fuel the highest monthly price hikes in two decades. Inflation accelerated to 7.7% in March, more than the median expectation of 7% among economists surveyed by Bloomberg. From a year ago, prices rose 104%, the highest annual level since 1991, according to government data published Friday. Here's a quote. Now, what's really interesting about this is, hold on a second. Quote, policy changes to fix the inflation problem will have to be more drastic the longer it holds about 100%. There's little the government could do ahead of the October election. A rate hike at the next central bank meeting would keep real rates positive as agreed with the IMF, but wouldn't have a practical near-term impact on inflation. Why are they bringing up the IMF? It's like, isn't Argentina a sovereign country? Like, what is going on here? And then let's talk about the bailout, right? Because this was kind of like, you know, one of those things where the IMF would bails out these countries supposedly. And parts of these bailouts, you know, is so these countries restructure their finances so that these types of things don't happen. But in that clause, check this out. Argentina's IMF bailout deal includes a wild clause that rips cryptocurrencies. And check out the date of this article, March 18, 2022. Goes on to say, Argentinian senators just approved a $45 billion bailout deal with the IMF on Thursday that will help the country avoid an imminent default on its debts. But that's not the unusual part of the agreement. The deal, which was approved in a 56-13 vote, includes a wild provision that will force the government of President Alberto Fernandez to take a tough anti-cryptocurrency stance. And it goes on to say, quote, to discourage the use of cryptocurrencies with a view to preventing money laundering, informality, and disintermediation in order to, quote, to further safeguard financial stability. Well, how the fuck did that work out, IMF? That didn't work out very well. Well, let's check out this other article. It dropped around, you know, not the exact time, but take a look at the date. 26 January 2022, IMF urges El Salvador to remove Bitcoin as legal tender. It goes on to say, in September, El Salvador became the first country to allow consumers to use a cryptocurrency in all transactions alongside the U.S. dollar. The decision led to large-scale protests over fears it would bring instability and inflation to the impoverished Latin American country. Did the exact fucking opposite. And that bailout from Argentina by the IMF, what'd that do? Anyways, and then we're going to like look at the results, right? So it goes on to say, when El Salvador introduced the virtual currency as legal tender, the government released a new digital wallet app giving away $30 as a Chivo wallet. It presented the measure as a way to boost economic development and jobs, but El Salvador has been divided by the move. That's not true. Nayib Bukele has a 90% approval rating. Anyways, so take a look at the dates of the articles. They're very important. And the narrative and the structure and the framing by the legacy corporate media, right? So January 22, they're basically saying, look, this is a move. The IMF is like, this is a danger to financial stability. What El Salvador is doing, it's absolutely reckless. At the same time, here's a bailout. You know, don't worry about it. This is going to be fine. But you have to include a clause that has to de-incentivize the adoption of Bitcoin within the country. Now, what were the results of that? Well, the Argentinian decision was an absolute clusterfuck for the people of Argentina, dealing with 104% inflation. The government is hostile towards it because that was part of the bailout agreement. And now let's take a look at the results coming out of El Salvador. Record GDP growth, and not to mention record low crime rate. Right here is the estimated homicides per 100,000 inhabitants. And here it goes back all the way to 2010. It reached a high of 103. And recently reported last year, it was 7.8. So it looks like the country that did not listen to the IMF and adopted an alternative to the IMF system has prosperity, has peace. And the country that listened to the IMF, took the bailout deal, is dealing with record inflation. Who the fuck are these people? Here's a tweet by Michael Saylor. If you live in Argentina right now, you need Bitcoin. Here's a tweet by Bowtie Mara. Urgent, the Argentine Central Bank has suspended operations for today and Monday. Foreign payments have been suspended. There are no more dollar, it seems. More about the measure here. Looks like the central bank was effectively already dipping into customer U.S. dollar deposits at local banks. This was last month, and it only got worse since then. That's right. You want to escape the inflation? Ah, yeah, we'll dip into your currencies too. And you want to know, you will dip into your savings. Why? And you want to know why the IMF included that clause in the bailout package? Well, Christine Lagarde, Opti's ex-girlfriend, said it best. If there's an escape valve, people will use it. And that's what this is. I don't think the IMF really wants prosperity for all, if you were to believe their slogan. I think the IMF just wants people to use their system. That's what they're really concerned about. The IMF is concerned about the IMF. No one else is not really concerned about this framing about, oh, we want what's best for developing countries. Well, look, a developing country seeked an alternative that was outside your grasp of control. You freaked out. Look at what the results of that decision were. Prosperity and peace for El Salvador. And the people that listened to you and took your claws, destruction and poverty. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. Here is a tweet by Turdemeester. Apparently, Argentina's central bank ran out of dollars and started stealing local banks' customer USD deposits to fill the hole. Now, that's no longer working, so they're announcing a bank holiday.
Classic bail-in, right?
I'm going to end it there, or my head's going to explode. But this is fucking nuts, right? Central banks don't have your best interest at heart. The IMF doesn't have your best interest at heart. And your tell is their hostility towards Bitcoin. The tell is their hostility towards individuals seeking an alternative and their reaction to it. They don't care about, look at what the results were of El Salvador. You don't hear them talking about it anymore a lot, right? The Argentinian government took the bailout money, accepted the clause. Fast forward a year later, 104% inflation. How did that work out for the Argentinian people? Are central banks really for their people, or are central banks really for central banks and the government? Is state money really for the people of that state, or is it really for the government that runs that state? And these are very important questions to ask, but because I really believe, and I don't know if you see it, Rowdy, to me, it's clear as day. You have two opposing things. Don't look, El Salvador, financial instability. They've made Bitcoin as legal tender. This is going to cause inflation. The exact fucking opposite thing happened. Take out bailout deal, but you must de-incentivize the adoption of Bitcoin because that's going to lead to financial instability. The exact fucking opposite happened. Who is behind the IMF? That is some evil fucking shit. That's my take on that. Some evil people behind there, bro.
100%. If you look at Nayib Bukele makes a great case. Not only is he an epic Twitter troll against the IMF, and but I believe he's made the case in front of the UN General Forum, not only sort of pointing out how outdated and outmoded the fact of that, you know, all those representatives from all over the world have to fly into New York when we have Zoom and everything, but he's embracing the technology and the way things are going. And you have, you know, places like Argentina who are making deals with the incumbent power structures like the IMF, and what you get is 104% inflation. But what's most egregious is not only is their currency completely jacked up because it's a cadre of people making decisions in a centralized way and they're mismanaging it, but it got so bad. Not only do they have capital controls where you're not allowed to buy U.S. dollars in Argentina to preserve your purchasing power, so you had to do that on the black market illegally, but now they're bailing in and they're just taking customer deposits straight from the bank. I mean, I'm getting angry on their behalf. I'm getting heated just thinking about it. It's egregious, and at some point people are going to wake up and they're going to start asking these questions and figuring out that there is an escape valve and that the people who tell you to eat bugs are not your friend.
Yeah, and they don't have your best interest at heart, 100%. And I just want to, you know, maybe I want to rub it in their face, but I think it's well-deserved. Nayib Bukele was right. He wrote this, "Don't drink the elite's Kool-Aid," September 30th, 2022. And he was 100% right. And here is the part of the article that really stuck with me. And it says, "With that, of course, they also own the armies, the loans, the money supply, the credit ratings, the narrative, the propaganda, the factories, the food supply. They control international trade and international law, but their most powerful weapon is the control of the truth. And they're willing to fight, lie, smear, destroy, censor, confiscate, print, and do whatever it takes to maintain and increase their control over the truth and everything and everyone." So fast forward a year later, after the IMF called out, said that El Salvador's decision was a threat to the financial stability of El Salvador. The exact same thing happened in El Salvador. And when the IMF bailed out Argentina to supposedly, you know, secure the country financially, what happened? The exact fucking opposite, right? And then take this paragraph that I just read from Don't Drink the Kool-Aid, and it was published in Bitcoin Magazine. Embrace that. Take that in, connect the dots, and it paints a very, very, very clear picture. It's our job to highlight the hypocrisy and the misrepresentations and the lies of these people. And Nayib Bukele nailed it in this paragraph. Anyways, Rowdy.
Totally agree. And it's worth noting, I mean, obviously, you know, quotes around the word truth, because it's their version of the truth, right? It's effectively, you know, 1984, the Ministry of Truth. We're here to tell you what the truth is.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, and I'll say this, right? We've pointed out the fact of this idea, psychological concept called projection. I think when they say that Bitcoin is a threat to financial stability, I think they're projecting onto us what it is they know they do themselves. And I've noticed that more and more and more and more and more. And they love those buzzwords: money laundering, terrorism, financial stability. And they use it like it's like a battle drum. It's like ba 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 ba. Anyways, Opti, what's your take on this, brother?
Well, I'm glad that you brought up Bukele's article, because I was going to bring it up as well. And it really reminds you also of the book Confession of an Economic Hitman. Like, this isn't a new thing. It's just coming from a president versus, you know, a confession from an economic hitman. And we know that this is the case. Like, this isn't conspiracy theories. This isn't us looking into stuff. Like, we know the blueprint. It's exactly what the IMF is doing. This is institutionalized theft on a nation state level. And now we have the receipts. You know, Bitcoin exposes all incentives, and we have the IMF literally kicking Argentina into a hyperinflationary state and then saying, oh, we're here to protect you. Well, like, look, I'm a very simple-minded person. If A plus B equals C, then we know exactly what is going on here. And it's really insane to me that people think that the IMF and the World Banks are out there doing good, and that, like, oh, we're here to protect you guys. And it's like, now it's very obvious. We have a lot of points pointing to the complete opposite, that the IMF is not out here helping. If Argentina at least was on a Bitcoin standard, then I think things would be different.
The government wouldn't be able to print. That's the thing. The government wouldn't be able to print.
Exactly.
That's the thing. You take that away from them, and then the only way for the government to raise funds is via direct taxation, meaning they can't get too crazy on that either, because then the people will revolt and vote out those said politicians.
Exactly.
So it completely changes the dynamic here, right? But yeah, I think, you know, If you're in Argentina, maybe this is a stretch too far, but I'm going to say it anyways. If you want to protest what's actually going on, the most effective way of protesting is to opt out of the system entirely. We say this on Simply all the time. It's not red versus blue. Of course, that's a U.S. centric view, you know, Democrat versus Republican. It's green versus orange, right? It's the orange party. It's the party of Bitcoin. And then it's the party of state money, fiat, right? Which they want to turn into central bank digital currencies. That's the future ahead of us. But this is crazy. So, you know, what Michael Saylor said, I'm going to echo it. Argentina, the people of Argentina, you guys need Bitcoin. Bitcoin fixes.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. Wait, Nico, before we go on, one of our own members, Winikis, Simply Bitcoin Fam, is currently in Argentina and
living like a king.
The stories he's telling me, I was on the phone with him like an hour, I think it was last week, and he was kind of giving me an update on everything going on. And he's just like blown away by the amount of inflation since he's been down there. It just like he's been taking pictures of just like wads of money that he has to use to pay for everyday things, even though things are extremely cheap. And I basically asked him, I'm like, yo, like what's the one hurdle that you think is stopping people from adopting Bitcoin? And he's like, it's just an education thing. Like, they don't have much money. They're living paycheck to paycheck, and they don't have the, you know, financial literacy that all you guys have out there. Like, it really is amazing that content like ours, everyone else spreading content, like, this is really the most important thing we can be doing, is trying to educate people, show them that the system is broken and that we do have a solution to this very specific problem. Like, Bitcoin literally fixes this, and no amount of propaganda from these institutions can hide the truth for very, very much longer. Like, the mental gymnastics that they have to partake to show that Bitcoin isn't a superior way to save, you know, it's going into overdrive, and we just got to continue to beat that drum and educate. And what do we always say? Win the hearts and minds of the masses. And like, this is the importance of what we do daily, what you guys do spreading memes, you know, what Rowdy does over at Hard Money. Like, this is the most important thing we can be doing, is spreading this signal far and wide so people know there is an option.
Yep, exactly. It's not a left versus right thing. It's, you know, the money's broken. You fix the money, you fix the world. Anyways, you can only really benefit from all this, this peaceful Bitcoin revolution, if you take Bitcoin into self-custody. But if you take Bitcoin into self-custody, you say you write down your seed words. If you write your seed words on paper, it's prone to fire damage, water damage. Your dog literally could eat it. You could rip it up. You want to put your generational wealth on steel, and there's no better place to do it than the BitPlates Domino. They're designed to preserve Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrases made from highly corrosion resistant 316 marine grade stainless steel, offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperatures. And of course, we got your back. You can use promo code SIMPLY to get 10% off bitplates.com. Anyways, everybody, no more delay. Let's get to the culture. We got a lot to talk about. Let's check it out.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar-cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys, I also want to tell you about Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's Bitcoin experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not an ETF or other derivative. Get the real thing and get it at Swan. Go to swan.com/IRA for more details. And of course, if you have any questions, doubts, concerns, you could send me a private DM on Twitter. They're open. I'll be happy to try to answer them. Anyways, Opti, what are we going to talk about today, brother?
Perfect. Well, you know, sometimes I don't realize that I cue us up very good, but I'm glad that was the last thing I said talking into this culture segment, because it really makes this hit a little harder. Rowdy, you are a writer for The Hard Money Show with Natalie Brunell, and one of your videos is starting to go viral, dude. And this is something that Nico and I not only are honored and humbled that this is our job, but we understand, especially considering all the cultural wars going on right now, the importance of creating this type of media. So, I mean, do you feel just as blessed as we do to put your hat in the ring and create this kind of content?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spent the bulk of my career working in entertainment and promoting entertainment properties, which is great. But, you know, if you sort of have that on the one hand, and then you have a product that can fix the world and solve so many of the world's problems, is a no-brainer. So I am 100% happy to be putting my skills behind Bitcoin and Bitcoin education, getting the word out there, orange pilling people. I do it to my friends and family, and I'm so happy to be doing it professionally now. We've got a great team. Natalie, obviously, is an amazing storyteller as well. Just working on all this stuff, not only do I find it gratifying just from an educational standpoint myself as I continue my journey down the rabbit hole, but, you know, kind of being able to present my findings to everybody out there and get it out on the internet is, and hopefully do it in a fun and entertaining way at the same time is the goal. But yeah, I'm glad to see this pop off. And, you know, we rely heavily on so many smart people out there, from Sailor, who's featured in this video, to, you know, Sam Callahan, who's on our squad, and Hurley, who edits these pieces, and he's amazing. But yeah, it's just an honor to kind of like go through and do the research on these pieces, and then to get it out there and try to take, you know, explain my take on how it is. It's great. So I hope everybody enjoys it.
Coming from your background, Nico and I always talk about this on the show, basically like highlighting the importance of the independent content creators. Do you think that the corporate media is dying? Is it a dinosaur out there on its last legs, or how much longer do you think they can continue to spread this kind of propaganda?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like these generational changes happen as people age out of, you know, the population. Not to get dark about it, but, you know, yeah, I think mainstream media, and, you know, when I was a kid, it was like the big three. There were three major networks, right? And everybody just tuned into the news, and that was the water cooler conversation. But now with the internet and with YouTube and stuff, the democratization of being able to tell stories and find good content, you know, and really hone in on a niche like we do with Bitcoin, is just a fascinating opportunity, and it's only getting more and more popular. And, you know, I don't know anybody, you know, who gets their news off the mainstream media. In mostly in my circles, they're seeking it out themselves because they want to find the truth. You know, they want to find empirical evidence. It reminds me of the Pierre Richard, you know, he took his, carbon monoxide or his CO2 tester out there. And it's like empirically, he's showing that, you know, Bitcoin mining is zero emissions. And it's like, people were saying, well, that's not the truth. And they're arguing that, but literally the truth is self-evident in some cases. And so that's a lot of what we try to present on Hard Money is the truth.
I'm glad you add that, because I was going to ask the question, what do you think is the main difference between Bitcoin media and mainstream media? But I think you just answered that question before I asked it. I have a follow-up.
Like, why? So, and Roddy, you grew up with this, and you were in the belly of the beast, so to speak. The media wasn't always like this. Like I literally have Walter Cronkite, right? His reporting on the Vietnam War, which, like, you can make the argument that led to basically it being the Vietnam War being an undefensible political position for the U.S. government, right? So, you know, and he was part of a huge media organization. I remember, you know, CNN in the 90s or, you know, in the 2000s, right? Like, it seems like this is a recent event where, or maybe it's the internet that really highlighted that perhaps we were being propagandized the entire time. But I would like to believe that the corporate media wasn't always like that. I feel like there was journalistic standards before. There was integrity. Why do you think that changed?
I mean, I think it's about incentives, right? It's like, you know, they at one point, the news programs on the mainstream, you know, the big three channels weren't the revenue drivers. You know, it was the soap operas. And literally, they're called that because they were really just dramas to sell soap. But you had these journalistic standards, like you're talking about with Walter Cronkite, and back in the day, you know, people who were actually after the truth. And now I think there's just the networks have been captured by, you know, red or blue, at least in the States. That's a quick way to look at it. And, you know, people who have other agendas. And, you know, if you're in one, if you're on leaning to the left, you go to one channel. If you lean to the right, you go to another. But I think you're absolutely right. It's harder and harder to find a signal that is not just completely the spin zone, essentially.
Yeah, 100%. Opti?
I want to ask, from your vantage point, Rowdy, where do you think, like, Bitcoin media or media in general goes from here?
I mean, I'm happy to be sort of, I think, on what is the vanguard of kind of independent media sources. And you know, we just sort of bootstrapped this thing. I mean, we're sponsored and we have help. But I mean, you know, we are not, I come from companies like Viacom and Turner and, you know, giant media conglomerates. And so to be in a place like this where, you know, truth is valued above all, I feel like, in a way, it's kind of like a reemergence of what the news used to be when it was on the big three networks, you know, really just going after the integrity and trying to tell the story as we see it, without political bias, without, you know, preconceived notions going in, without an agenda, essentially.
I love it. Nico and I always talk about here, and this is a meme I stole from Nico, what we're really doing here is we're after the hearts and minds of the masses out there. And I don't think we have a better tool than Bitcoin on our side. Like, we have the truth. We have the facts. Now it's becoming more and more clear to me that, like, the importance of us making content, about you making content, about all of our friends making content. It's like, we really are out here for the hearts and minds of the masses, because we have the facts, but people want a good story. And this is why we show up every day. This is why you do what you do, is to get that story out there in different ways so that people wake up to the truth of the matter. It's like, Bitcoin fixes the situation, guys. It's a very simple process.
And there's something very calming, just sort of on a personal note, about having the conviction and feeling like the facts are on my side. And it's not just me. I see it in you know, lots of public facing Bitcoiners who are maybe in public debates with other people. You see people defending the fiat system, and they get worked up and they get a little excited. And it's like, they're trying to fit a round peg into a square hole, you know. And I think of people like Elizabeth Warren or Christine Lagarde, who don't have great answers to things. All she can come up with is something like, in due course, it will happen in due course. And they're a little bit on the defensive. And it's like, you know, there's just a certain calmness when you can see through all of that, and you're not trying to sell anybody on anything. This is not, you know, this is not a any kind of grift, but I feel like the power structures that are in place, whether it's because of over time, all power structures get corrupted or what, I mean, that's a whole philosophical, you know, discussion you could think about. I think people are just trying to sell you on this idea of truth, and I'm putting that in air quotes like Bukele did in his article, when they simply don't have the facts on their side, you know? And so in a way, our job is that much easier because we're not trying to convince somebody of something that isn't obvious on the face of it. So it's just really gratifying. And I find it personally calming and centering, sort of having now identified the problem. And I'm standing on the shoulder of tons of people who, you know, have come before me and have told lots of stories and written lots of books and articles and podcasts. And, you know, I've been consuming this media for about 5 years now, and I just can't get enough of it. And so really I'm just trying to amplify voices out there that came ahead of me and figured this whole thing out. So, and kudos to you guys for providing that platform. I appreciate you having me on here for that.
Dude, no, it's our pleasure, bro. It's our pleasure.
And you kind of hit on something that me and my friend Weinekes talk about all the time. It's the idea of Bitcoin Zen. And like, it's hard to really explain like the psychological, you know, Zen, the calmness that you get when you are on a Bitcoin standard. Like, that's why Bitcoin is hope. And I'm very happy that I'm seeing it not only in my friends, but like Rowdy, you said the same thing. And I think we continuously see the same phenomenon play out. It's like, yo, once you get on a Bitcoin standard, your whole philosophy, your whole worldview changes, and you can finally take a breath, look out at the world clearly and be like, oh, okay, we can fix this. There is a solution to this problem. It is getting on the Bitcoin standard. It is realizing what I value. And then continue to propagate that truth to more and more people. And this is how we win.
100%. And it's only a matter of time. You know, like once upon a time earlier on in my Bitcoin days, I was checking the price every 5 seconds like a psychopath, you know. And now, I mean, whole days go by and I've orange-pilled my wife and she's telling me the price. And I'm like, oh, cool. You know, she's like, it's pumping or it's dipping. I'm like, great. You know, like whatever it does, one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin, you know.
It's so true. I say it all the time jokingly. I wouldn't be looking at the price like at all if it wasn't for telling you guys like updated on what's going on Twitter Spaces or on this show. Like, the price is irrelevant until the world is on a Bitcoin standard. It is unimaginably cheap as far as I'm concerned.
Go ahead.
I was telling a friend this weekend, you know, he was like, well, aren't you worried about the volatility? And I'm like, it's a monetizing asset. It has to be, by definition, volatile in order to gain in value. So volatility, yeah, it's ups and downs, but volatility is vitality, as Leon quoted in our most recent hard money, which I thought was great. And I'm going to steal that and use it in my Bitcoin arsenal, orange pill arsenal.
I love that. I love that. Anyways, Opti, this was a lot of fun. Appreciate having Rowdy on today. Let's get to the memes. Let's review some memes, bro. Let's do it.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom. Kaboom.
Kaboom Racks. Kaboom. All right, guys, this is your favorite portion of the show. This is
I think we got that sponsor because we kept saying that.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly why. You just kept running around. Kaboom.
It's fun to say.
I just love their name. Kaboom.
In the microphone. Kaboom, Max. You know?
Like, you got that low end boost on that. All right. Anyways, this is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show where you send us memes and we review them live. And then you give us meme review scores in the chat and we cover them live as well. Tweets are the bullet, memes are the artillery. We are in a battle for the hearts and minds of the masses out there. This is an information war. Do not forget this. Do not take lightly what you guys are doing out there, propagating the memes, making the signal, having conversations with your friends and family, you know, in meet space. These are important things, guys. This is all we really have to do is wake more people up. Anyways, let's get into these meme reviews. This first one is by @DenverBTCMaxi. And we got a Chad Bitcoiner, and he goes, guys, it's a peer-to-peer electronic cash system, permissionless and deflationary. And we got some melting Wojaks over here. And they go, Ryan Reynolds just done a video, Deadpool 3 with Wolverine coming 2024. And the Bitcoiner goes, fuck this. All right. And the Wojak, Deadpool and Wolverine together. Dude, the Breton Circus is really strong.
Shout out Klaus, new member. Okay. Of Bitcoin Twitter. Okay, laser eyes.
We got World of Rusty here, and he goes, no, Schwab, there is no reason you need to rent seek between stranded energy and Bitcoin miners. And we got Klaus Schwab right here in between the stranded energy and the Bitcoin miners, and he's trying to get his grubby little fingers in the World of Rusty, saying everything that us Bitcoiners are thinking. Like, he goes, so what's the attack vector here? He comes in to take credit for reducing emissions. He comes in and sells data centers to oil companies exchange for carbon credits rather than Bitcoin. Rent seeking, what is the angle here, guys? Drop it in the chat. What is the angle? Anyways, this next meme is by @PlebSignalBTC, and this is the joke that I think all of us Bitcoiners noticed in that World Economic Forum video. And it goes, say what kind of data center it is, World Economic Forum. And it's the part meme. It goes, Bitcoin mining. And it goes, yeah! Yes, it is Bitcoin miners, guys. Just say it.
Just say it.
This next one is, shout out to HODLcoin. He tagged us in this after Friday's show, and we got this, the scene from 1984, and it goes, the internet will be censored, hate speech is outlawed, and we got Big Brother telling us what they want to do, and this is because we were covering on this on the Friday show. And this next one, I know Beautyon gives a shit a lot because we cover the memes and we devote so much time to the memes, but he did a pretty good meme here. whether he meant to, I think he meant to. Anyways, we got a man in bed scared with the covers over him. And Beautyon goes, don't be this Bitcoiner. And, you know, he takes a lot of flack. But what I think he's saying, guys, is be proud to be a Bitcoiner. Spread the signal. Tell people that there's the solution. We have the freedom tools out there. And I don't think I know there's a time and a place for guerrilla warfare and hiding and running and doing that kind of battle. But I think it is also very important for us to be vocal, to be out front, to show people we have the solutions and, you know, not hiding behind your keyboards every single day.
Just to be clear, YouTube, when he talks about guerrilla warfare, it's metaphoric and it's information warfare. We are not advocating for memes kinetic and running. War.
It's what I meant.
Jesus, Opti.
Right. I'm sorry, dude. I can't even talk anymore. All right. Meme review. All right. Drop your meme review score in the chat while we cover ours. I think this is another Simply Bitcoin exclusive. I don't think I've ever seen this on the show. But if you know, if you have a Mexican mother, then you might know what I'm about to show you. Some Arnica.
Okay.
Arnica. Put it on everything.
Does that work if you get a chancla thrown at you?
It will work.
Oh man, but that's not a Mexican thing. My mom throws me a fucking chancleta on my head too. All right, I feel like that's just like a Latin mom thing. Anyways, I'm gonna give it this half drink essential water.
Delicious. But remember, it's what you said earlier. It's a cold essential. Yeah, water
No. I would have said cold, but it was cold when
cold anymore.
In the beginning. But now it's like
he's LARPing.
It's still cold, but it's not like, you know.
It was
like,
icy. It looked icy.
Exactly. It's not ice cold anymore. So that's my score. Anyways, Rowdy, what would you give those meme scores? Those memes.
Well, a lukewarm cup of coffee, but it's premium coffee. So I don't want to say that it's, you know, by lukewarm, that's a bad thing. The coffee is so good that this is a hell of a prize. And I'm going to give you guys that.
Let's go.
Okay.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
It is Ruta Maya, actually, organically grown, shade grown.
Is it medium roast, light roast?
Medium roast, yeah.
Man of culture, I see.
I like that.
Okay. Before I'm writing this, down.
Actually, guys, have me on. I was a bit unprepared to have a prize, but for the next time I'm on, I can award somebody $5 billion.
Oh wow.
The $5 trillion. What,
that's a billy.
It's from Kenya, right?
$5 billion, Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
so have me on again, and some lucky memer could win that.
Boom.
Hold on. Shout out to Mike. Nico's cold water LARPing.
Okay. I see you, Mike. I see you. All right, everyone. Before we get to the meme scores, I want to give a shout out to our clothing sponsor. Opti and I wear the merch every single day. Represent LTD.com. They make it stylish. It's comfortable. I'm wearing the classic blue. Opti's wearing the Simply Bitcoin hat, which is sold out. But there will be more Simply Bitcoin merch dropping soon. And for the ladies, also lady design Simply Bitcoin merch as well. So check out the representltd.com store. They have a bunch of other really cool stuff. And you can use promo code simply-bitcoin. Get yourself a massive discount. Anyways, let's get
drop
to
meme reviews. Drop meme review scores, guys.
Let's get to the scores. But first, cue the epic music. McLovin, I give the memes a bite of my steak sandwich. Okay, very nice, very nice. Bitcoin for Canadians, I give the memes 1 million Argentine pesos. Very nice, very nice. Wicked Devil, I give the memes a reminder to always be wary of the World Economic Forum. So, don't put laser eyes on Klaus. Elaine, score. Bukele's in every capital. I love that. That's a good score.
All right. Nico, this one seems kosher enough, but you can pass if you need to.
Anyways, score. A pair. No, I'm not saying that. Red, I give the memes. You guys have the same nose. Interesting. Thank you. That's an interesting observation. All right. That's the buzzer. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. I want to give a very special shout out to our guests. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rowdy. Really appreciate it. We do work together at Swan Media. So it's really nice to have him on the show. So he sees the other side of things. So, dude, it's been an honor. And thank you so much for coming on today. Why don't you tell everybody where they could find you on the interwebs?
Thanks for having me. It's been my pleasure. And I hope to come back. I watch you guys all the time. And at work and not at work. But yeah, you can find me at Rowdy Night Train, at Rowdy Night Train on Twitter. And just watch Hard Money. That's the biggest way you could support me in what I do. And our team is really great. So follow Natalie Brunel at Nat Brunel and Hurley and everybody who contributes. So I'm happy to be a part of a great team, and I love what you guys are doing too. So thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate you joining us, guys. And you can find Hard Money on the Swan channel. So you just search Swan Bitcoin on YouTube and you'll be able to find, you can find all the episodes. They drop 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. So make sure to tune in to all of them. They're really, really dope. Really, really well done. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. If you feel like we provided you value, consider subscribing. But the number one thing you could do to help push the peaceful Bitcoin revolution is share this video. In fact, share all Bitcoin content. Don't be exclusive. Be inclusive. Of course, don't share shitcoin content. That's bad. That's counterproductive. But share Bitcoin content, get it out there, and it's all about winning over the hearts and minds of people. Also, check out our Telegram group. You got to go to t.me/simplybitcointv. It's absolutely free. It's a party in there. We're almost at 1,000 people. It's super awesome. And the written version of this show, go to simplybitcoin.news, and we're just dropping articles. Or we have a huge team of writers. Shout out to them. You guys are freaking amazing, dropping the written version of this show. We love you all. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. But if you want to join the after party, we're holding it down until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to build your Bitcoin stack. Shout out to the best producer in the game, producer Jacob. So if you guys want to hang out after party, join the Twitter spaces. But enough of that. Love you all. See you tomorrow for another episode. Simply Bitcoin Live.
It was a little weird. I don't know what happened on that ending. Anyways, guys, we are in Twitter spaces. You already know the deal. This is a Bitcoin only spaces by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. So come hang out with us. Come up here. Actually, don't be shy. Come up, add your two cents to the conversation because I do not want to be on my soapbox for 45 minutes. So make my job easier. Let's hang out live. Anyways, I promised my friend over here on the YouTube chat that I would read the not safe for work meme review scores in the spaces. So, you know, well, forgive me, but we are going to read the not safe for work scores on spaces.